Welcome to the HR Empowerment Podcast, where we will uncover strategies and new insights from HR professionals who discuss up-to-date regulations, best practices, and the most pressing topics like diversity and equity, leadership, dealing with difficult situations, and much more that affect your bottom line and business. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's Wendy Sellers, the HR lady, and we are here with our best-selling author, Josh McAfee. Hey, Josh, how you doing?
Hey, Wendy. Hey, JC.
So our listeners don't see the video. We don't do video, but I wish everybody could see. There's a giant teddy bear sitting behind him in his office. Tell us about that.
That's therapy bear. So when we're on with a candidate or a hiring manager or a client, and things are getting a little frustrated because people are passionate about their careers in companies, and sometimes things aren't going the way they want, I will put the bear in my chair, and while I'm sitting in it, and I'll basically make the bear look like it's talking to them instead of me. And they'll typically get a little frustrated and think I'm being absolutely childish. And then everybody laughs a little bit, and we realize, hey, this isn't as serious as we're making it. We're just dealing with people, and we got to get through it. And so we call that therapy bear. And most of my clients know if I start grabbing the bear that we all need to just take a breath and focus on solving issues versus the frustration of what's making us anxious.
I love it. You know, sometimes we just need humor to, you know, get everybody to calm down, because saying calm down isn't going to do it. But another topic for another time. Talk to us about what do you think the future holds for her hiring and career development?
We're in an intersection where there's so many pieces of technology coming at us at the same time, from a communications perspective, from an AI perspective, from a robotics perspective, from a space perspective, autonomous cars and robotics. And I mean, there's just so many things that are coming at us that careers are going to have to adapt at a rate that we've just never seen before. So all of that said, I still think it's going to be similar to what it is now, in terms of you got to hire great people and make sure you're putting them in situations where they can thrive and grow. And as an employer, you know, making sure that you're intentionally doing those things, because if you do those things, it helps your company thrive and grow. And then from an employee perspective, nobody's going to care about your career more than you. So you better be a really good advocate and understand the road you're on and where you want to travel to. What's the saying? Let me see if I can get this right. It's just as hard to go somewhere when you don't know where you're going as it is to come back from someplace you haven't been.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Makes 100% sense to me. I think JC has some statistics he wants to share with us as well about this topic of, hey, where the heck's the future going?
Yes, ma'am. So by 2030, 85% of jobs will be new, with 70% of the global workforce projected to work remotely for at least 5 days monthly by 2025. Automation is projected to replace 800 million jobs by 2030, with 42% of business tasks expected to be automated by 2027. Around 1 in 16 workers might need to change occupations by 2030. And by 2050, automation could displace between 400 to 800 million jobs worldwide, with artificial intelligence handling more repetitive tasks like data entry and analysis. By 2075, the bear behind Josh might actually be alive. Back to you.
So some of those statistics are very scary, but
the last one's made up, though. I made up the last one.
The bear's not coming to life. Well, we don't know.
So these are interesting. So first and foremost, JC, I look at every article that I hear that has a statistic that can, and statistics are just numbers. They can be viewed positively, and you can see opportunity, or you can see doom and gloom. The way you announce those, I have to tell you, you could absolutely, you did such a good job on that. You could be the voice of panic porn. Just, you know, look at every news outlet out there that wants panic porn to get more clicks and eyeballs. That the way you presented that was absolutely amazing. You are the voice of panic porn. But what the statistics are fascinating to me. So, you know, they said the same thing about the automation, you know, for car manufacturing when Ford did a bunch of stuff back in the day. And the answer is yes, absolutely. But there's other opportunities that will come out of it. The statistic that one out of 16 employees will have to retool or learn something new, that's an unbelievably low number. Reality is it's probably going to be one out of two. There'll be some form of automation that either makes what they do from a human perspective redundant or augmented in some way where they'll have to learn a new skill to do it. The stat on remote, that 70%, I think it is, that employees will be remote. And then if then nobody listens from that point, but then it's at least 5 days a month.
Yeah,
we're already there. I mean, reality is, how many people do you know that are working in the office every day, regardless of it?
For office workers, I 100% agree. But I think it's even more. It's going to be even for people in, you know, storage facilities, manufacturing, whatever, where, there's, you know, a couple days a month that they're just sitting there doing reports. Well, why can't they do that from at home? We're getting there. We're getting there. But you know what I find interesting is those stats, too, where it says 85% of jobs will be new in 6 years from now. But then also that a lot of, you know, repetitive tasks are going to go away and go into, we'll just say, AI. This happens all the time. It's called progress, right? We have to accept it. We have to be prepared for it. I mean, a long, long time ago, everybody was in manufacturing or something else. And then you know, we got better technology. Yep. So for the folks that are saying, nope, I don't want to accept this. Well, you need to, or else your business is going to be in trouble.
So interestingly, I see people, and I have yet to have somebody have a counter to this, but they'll basically say, well, that's not fair, you know, that things are going to change and going to negatively impact them. And my response is, do you really want things to be fair? And they typically say yes. And I call them a liar. I say, listen, you don't want things to be fair. You want to be on the better side of unfair. So, and they typically laugh and say, okay, you're right. But the change is inevitable. Just the question is, are you going to leverage that to go further, faster, become bigger, better, faster, more? Are you going to be on the side that is on the better side of unfair? Or are you going to be on the side because of apathy, because of letting yourself be a victim of the circumstance or perceiving yourself that way, be on the bad side of unfair? Everybody has that choice. We all, in varying degrees, some will have to work harder, some will have to work less, but we all have the opportunity to leverage change for our betterment. And in your careers and in your companies, I strongly suggest you be on the better side of unfair.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, in embracing AI, we unlock boundless opportunities for innovation and progress in the future. And that's from an employer aspect, and that's from a career seeker aspect. So thank you so much for this information. And thanks, everybody, for listening to episode 4 or 5 of our 5-part series on helping people make great hiring and career decisions. In our next and final episode, we're going to cover personal branding and the key to career success if you are looking for a new job or maybe just a new career within your company. And just as a quick reminder, at Aurora Training Advantage, our subscribers can earn HRCI and SHRM credits by listening to this series on the HR Empowerment Podcast channel. So go to the Aurora Training Advantage website and find the podcast. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back shortly.
Thank you for joining the HR Empowerment Podcast, brought to you by Aurora Training Advantage. We hope you've gained new insight and strategies to navigate the HR profession. We look forward to you joining us again on the HR Empowerment Podcast.